LSU Tigers prevail tonight here in Baton Rouge as LSU beats Tennessee 88-74 in SEC basketball. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bruce Pearl Show. Bob Kessling with Bert Bertelkamp, joined by the head coach of the Volunteers, Bruce Pearl. After the Volunteers lose their first game in the SEC, Coach, give us your overall thoughts about the game and the matchups tonight with LSU.
Well, you know, Bob, it was a tough matchup tonight for us because LSU is so big and so long, and so you got choices. I don't like to press as much as we did on the road because most teams handle pressure better at home. But we turned them over 17 times in the first half, 25 times for the game. LSU is 3-3 when they turn the ball over more than their opponent. So I looked at that and said, you know, if we can turn them over. But we didn't convert as much as we needed to, partly because of their length and their athleticism. I mean, they're just, they can make up defensively. When you block 13 shots and Thomas blocks 9, you probably have changed another dozen, you know. And then we didn't do a good job getting to the foul line. We scored, you know, 38 points in the paint. They scored 44 points in the paint. And we shoot 5 free throws in the second half. They shoot 26. So we didn't get it to contact well enough. And I thought that was a pretty big difference. Or go half court and slug it out with them.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we advanced there because we just couldn't cover Glenn Davis inside.
Coach, you know, their defense seemed to be a little bit different than what other teams have been doing to you. They weren't really coming out and picking up. They were kind of sloughing back. Do you think that was a factor in your half court?
They guard the three-point line, and they long, you know, so they get a hand up and they contest shots. And, you know, it's like, you know, we thought we could hurt them with some ball screens, but they did a pretty good job. They just built a wall on the three-point line. And then when we broke the line, we get to the rim, and then somebody come over and block a shot, you know, so it was really hard. But I was pleased with Stanley Asumnu battled and played better, and Audie Patterson played better in the second half after a slow first half. And, you know, Major gets, you know, he gets 6 field goals and shoots 6-for-10, but, you know, only 1-for-3 from the foul line and doesn't rebound the ball very well. And I don't think Major played very well tonight.
Bruce, one of the things that really puts you behind, too, well, you were down by 3 at halftime, 30-27, and they jump out 9-0 to start the second half, and you were fighting uphill the whole time.
Yeah, really upset about that. Really upset about with my team. I don't know if I took an approach at halftime. I liked our position, and I told the team that. I liked where we were at, and I liked the tempo. And we didn't come out and execute, start a second half. We had several looks, several calls, and we weren't sharp. And I think that was the difference in the game right there. Just because we've been starting the second half so well, and we got the game. We're right there. And we give those guys confidence. And so I was very disappointed in our second half start.
LSU beats Tennessee tonight 88-74 in front of 7,700 tonight here at the Maravich Assembly Center. Bob Kessling, Bert Bertelkamp back with Tennessee coach Bruce Pearl. Coach, we touched on the slow start in the second half. You fell behind by 12 points, 39-27. But you battled back. You cut it to 2. And then also you got it down to 4 late in the game at 60-56. So even at that point, you still had to think you're still in the game and a chance to win.
I did. We thought we were in, you know, we just wanted to try to stay within range. We kept on talking about that. And, you know, not ever being able to jump on the lead at all and seeing if they could get a little uptight, you know, because the home team's got all the pressure on them, even though they got the fans and the support. But we weren't able to, you know, get any stops defensively. LSU basically did what they wanted to do down in the half court end. And I'd be curious to see what the charts say on the pressure. You know, I remember several scores, but I thought, you know, I thought they turned it over still in the second half, and we got some scores on it too. I don't know that it hurt us that much, but pound that ball down into Glenn Davis, you know, or some of their baseline drives when guys just did not step in and take charge. We took 3 or 4 charges in the first half, and second half, I don't think we took hardly any.
You know, Coach, only 6 threes out of 22 attempts, and Chris, you know, he only has 1. Or I don't think he had any. I'm sorry.
No, he
just seemed discouraged tonight. He just didn't seem to be himself at all.
I don't know. You know, we put some stuff in. We called his number a bunch of times. And you know, length, I mean, is a factor. It was against Oklahoma State, and it was tonight. They put somebody really long and somebody can get a hand up. And I thought there were some times when he was open and he wouldn't pull the trigger. And so, you know, we just – it's going to be hard to win when you're from, you know, when your best shooter has an off night like that, especially when you're playing on the road against a terrific team like this. So, you know, the thing you get disappointed about, you know, is these are opportunity games, and, you know, kids aren't going to eat. They're not – each one of them going to play great every night. You know, tonight it was Chris's night to not be able to deliver for us like he has with such great consistency all year. And we just got to get him to battle back. And I think part of the thing is – my thing with Chris was – now, don't let it affect your defense. Now, don't let it affect other aspects of your game. And maybe when you said he looked a little down, it's because you didn't, okay, so battle back and do some other things to help us win.
And, you know, they had three players, the two, Daryl Mitchell, Glenn Davis, and Tyrus Thomas. But Daryl Mitchell, you know, he got him in foul trouble. He plays 12 fewer minutes than he normally does, and Glenn Davis, six fewer. So, you know, that was one of the things that you needed to do.
Yep. Yeah, we got him in foul trouble early, and that was part of the game plan. We drove it right at Mitchell. CJ did a good job of drawing fouls and got in their bench. And as a result, 17 first-half turnovers. But how many shots did we miss really close to the basket? How many balls did they block, and so on and so forth? And so that was the challenge.